You need one of the whole thing?
Call the resources meeting to order. Representatives Carney, Vaska, Fanning, and Sutcliffe are present. Okay, we have before us House Bill 668, an act providing the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, Department of Public Safety, access to confidential reports and records of the Department of Fish and Game related to commercial fishing and providing for an effective date. Roger, you want to come up and speak to this as hopefully speaking from UFA's position? Identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Roger Painter, and I'm speaking for the United Fishermen of Alaska. And I'd like to testify in favor of House Bill 668. This is not a very new idea. It's been floating around since at least 1977, and if not before then. And it came about when Governor Egan transferred the Fish and Wildlife Protection from the Department of Fish and Game to the Department of Public Safety. When they did that, they neglected to provide this access to fish tickets. And what it's done is created some problems with enforcement, and we're extremely interested in helping the public safety have better enforcement. And what they can do if they get on the fish tickets is to not only for in-season field work and being able to find out who's, for instance, selling fish without a limited entry permit, but would allow them to run things through the computer and be able to catch far more violators. So we strongly support this. And I might just add to the committee that it's pretty important that this beavers only to the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection and the Department of Public Safety. As I said, this concept has been floating around for some time, and it's been defeated in the past because too many other agencies were added to the bill. At one time, National Marine Fisheries Service, University of Alaska, and I can't remember who else was added to it, and it got bogged down in other agencies and other records relating to oil and gas drilling and exploration were added another time. If we're going to get this bill, I suggest if we kept real clean and only provide access to the fish tickets to the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Roger, any questions from committee?
Yeah, I have.
Not so. Then, do I take your comments, Roger, as speaking in opposition to it? Are you aware of the recommended amendment by the governor's office respecting, which would suggest adding the Department of Labor?
Yes, sir. That's correct. I've been made aware that the Department of Labor was interested in getting added. And although we don't have any serious problems with the Department of Labor having access to fish tickets, it's the very thing that's defeated this bill every time is by adding these other agencies. And we'd really like to get this this bill approved, and I doubt very strongly in discussions with senators who are interested in the legislation that if any other agencies are added, that bill would be up there.
Okay, another question?
Yeah, well, I guess I don't understand. Keith's not down here. Right? The recommended amendment doesn't coincide with the reason that it states why they need the amendment, as I read.
I've talked to Keith on this, and so it's, so I'll explain it in a second. I might as well explain it now. That the Keith has been around to see this bill a number of times too, and knew very well that that probably labor had a good reason to get in there, but it seems like the administration is more in favor of this bill passing than taking a chance on loading it up with everybody who might want to get on to the have access to the fish tickets. So I think it's the administration's concern based on all the other stuff with Fish and Game that they want protection, that's just to have access more than they want to take the chance of losing the bill. Any other questions of Ken?
Well, Roger, I'm not familiar with how the United Fishermen of Alaska works. I know you testify on behalf of them as an executive director. Is it safe to assume that, like with this bill, when you've testified, that you know that the board of directors has approved and does in fact favor this bill, and that's safe on all the legislation or anything that you comment to us on?
Yes, sir. We have discussed this bill extensively last year and decided to endorse it. And I just, in fact, ducked away from our annual meeting to come over and testify, and we have discussed this piece of legislation, and again, our endorsing it this year.
And you do that on all legislation?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Let the record reflect that Representative Barnes and Grusendorf have joined us. Is there anybody else to testify on HB 668?
Mr. Chairman?
Surely.
I'm not here to re-testify as such. I'm with the Department of Public Safety as a representative, and be available to answer any questions you need.
Great. Why don't you come up and just identify yourself, and we'll establish whether there's any questions. We might add that that the Fisheries Subcommittee of Representative Cruiser, Baska, and Sutcliffe met with a name that we can't remember. Who's the pipe smoking protection guy?
Well, probably Colonel Tetzloff.
Yeah, Tetzloff. Anyway, we met with him and discussed this extensively. But
right.
For the record, would you introduce yourself? And
well, my name is Conrad Seibel. I'm a lieutenant with the Department of Public Safety in the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection. And like I stated, I'm just here to represent the department in this matter, and Colonel Tetzloff did give me a copy of the memo he's written to our file, and you're all welcome to have a copy of that if you'd like. I can pass it around, but basically give me an idea of what he has already testified to. So I can't really add anything new to that, just to be here available.
Certainly I would appreciate your letting the committee have a copy of that, so that as the bill moves along, that all things that pertain to protections, feelings on this are in the file. Any questions from committee members?
Mr. Chairman, I don't remember whether we asked Mr. Tetzloff for a possible financial backup.
A physical
loss? Physical loss. I thought we had, because they would probably increase some of their load in looking at that, in trying to look at that.
I'm not going to. Okay, go ahead, please.
Mr. Chairman, Colonel Tetzloff did respond to that question in the second to last paragraph in that memo.
Yeah. I
response was negative to the question. I'm not sure if that means he didn't know or...
I was trying to remember. It seems to me his response was, well, I don't think so.
That's what I remember, too, and I also remember that we were talking about perhaps at some future date trying to, you know, have him have access to a ticket, which time it would be a fiscal note, but I... Ben, do you remember? I kind of remember him saying that there was not going to be a fiscal note.
Other than the fiscal note that would be tied up with the new forms and things,
yeah.
But no, I think mainly they just wanted to check them on the spot there. If there were any problems, and they'd go back and pull through the computer the information they needed, no?
Okay.
We can just request that.
Yeah,
after it's over, I don't think there's any great detail.
Mona?
You don't have to worry, the only one they're after is me. fiscal notes.
Oh, I was going to say the protection.
No.
Is there any other questions from committee members? Thank you. And once again, I ask, is there anybody else who would like to testify on this bill?
Mr. Chairman, I'm Darrell Johnson, Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. And I think that the committee is well aware that the commission is in total support of this bill, but just in case they're not, I'm here to reiterate that fact. And if there's any questions that the commission might answer, I'd be happy to try to answer those.
Tony?
In reference to the letter from Keith Specking on the bill, he wants to add the Department of Labor for purposes of dealing with the bonding provision. Do you have a comment on that?
All I can answer on that is the fact that history has shown that every time additional people have been added to this bill, when protection's been added, that the bill has failed.
Mm-hmm.
And our intention is that protection have access to these fish tickets. And if anything will deter from that, I would not like to see it added.
Then?
Can the Department of Labor pull information from the Department of Revenue?
As long as it's an aggregated format, same as it could from the commission. As long as it doesn't disclose individual landing records.
Tony?
How does the Department of Labor use the bonding provision of AS 1605-8-0834?
I don't know.
Their intent is to determine the amount of labor bond that is necessary as for posting to see who's doing business and see if they've been paying the labor bond.
Whose records do they use?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think they mostly go on who sends in their applications. But it's kind of like protection that they see if they saw a flag or, you know, I mean, the flag came up and said this guy doesn't have a labor bond. In fact, when the processor files for his permit to file, he has to show that he's had his labor bond paid for, I'm pretty sure. So they have some checks. To me, it's not that important to jeopardize the bill to allow labor to do it, to get on it.
I don't see where the jeopardy is coming from. There's a history of it, but is it necessarily used by the Department of Labor of these stats? Does that necessarily come to bill?
I think it's the beginning of maybe somebody else jumping on the bill too, who can say why they need the facts. I wasn't around when the bill was died, but I've known that the University of Alaska wanted on it, NIMS wanted on it, and I'm sure they could come up with a justifiable reason to get on it as well. Well, you shake your head no, but I mean, I almost shake my head no to the labor bond at this point.
Mr. Chairman, it's not the commission's position to try to interfere with any other agency's ability to do their job.
It's just that we want to make sure that protection gets access to the fish tickets.
If there's no further questions, entertaining a motion to move the bill.
Thank you.
Chairman, I so move.
I'll be the only one who will object. Unless Ben does.
How do you know?
Other objections?
I'm sorry.
All those in favor of moving the bill? Raise your hand or say aye. Lieutenant Grusdorf, Barnes, Fanning, and Sutcliffe have voted aye. Representative Vasquez has said no. So the bill is moved out of committee. I believe that's all that.
Huh?
Forget the committee report on that. There's a couple other things I thought we'd bring before the committee. There's we got a note from the speaker relative to confirmation of governor's appointments, and I thought I would ask if any members of the committee had desire to have any confirmation hearings on these people. They are Commissioner John Katz, Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources, Ed Shavings to the Guide License and Control Board, Clarence Chatterton to the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, and Robert Whedon to the Alaska Power Authority.
Mr. Chairman, I would request that you hold confirmation hearings on all of them because they're of substantial public policy. All of those particular names that you read, and I think that it would be proper to hold hearings on all of them.
Follow me. Does anybody else, any other members have suggestions or recommendations?
No objections.
No objections to what, holding names or that, or any comments?
Pardon me?
Or any comments that you do? No, that's fine. I have no problem doing it. Perhaps Representative Barnes could check with the staff on the schedule of date.
I beg your pardon.
I'd like to just go on. Is everybody of a feeling that we need to hold the hearings on the confirmation of these people?
I personally have not heard anything controversial about these people that you mentioned, but I'm just member of a committee here. I have no burning desire to bring somebody before us.
Mr. Chairman, I haven't either. However, I was going to ask if we were going to have the different departments come to the committee, or was I thinking that with the joint meeting with the Senate recently?
Just kind of as an overview?
Yeah.
Well, given our intention to have overviews, we were trying to be specific, and given that we are lucky to get a meeting a week, I'm not sure that anybody'd show up for an overview. But other than that, the only we like last year, we had a guy on the fish board.
Cool.
We had that, but it was, I think there was a number of people that we could have asked to come here, and we just decided that one, because the problem had one. So I'd be kind of in favor of, if somebody has a problem with one particular person, I don't know any of them except for Kat, of not just, it's probably a great expense to get these people down here, and it certainly is time consuming. So
that's the only question I would have, is maybe Ramona knows the answer to who pays for people's.
Mr. Chairman, I don't, but the Commissioner of Natural Resources, in my opinion, is a very important position in the state. And while I am supportive of Mr. Katz, I just feel that it's really not proper to just rubber stamp the governor's appointments in positions of such importance. And while we all know former Representative Chatterton, that he served with distinction and is, you know, well versed in the oil and gas field, certainly I'd have no objections. But again, you know, it just seems to me that especially the commissioner, that we should at least hold some sort of a public hearing because of the importance of the position.
I have no objection particularly to John, because it's obvious we can come up with a date that's convenient for him to go over here. No, I would really kind of hate to call the shavings in off McCord if in fact somebody is not paying for his way. I mean, you just don't want to send him, no, I mean, if there's no reason to be questioned, you know, why on earth do you pay $1,000 to come in if there's no... But certainly with Katz or with any of the others who happen to be in, if we could pull them in, I have no objection whatsoever, and I tend to agree it's probably a good idea to just get a feel for what they're thinking and not rubber stamp the governor's thing. I don't know what the process is, and I don't want to...
I think the Resources Committee paid for it on the last one. We had Chris Gold come down, and that fellow from Petersburg, as I remember.
We had a teleconference with Chris Gould.
Oh, it was Chris Gould, yeah, he had a teleconference. But I think we paid, as I remember...
Harris Humber was it.
We, yeah. Well, you know, that might be a way we could we'd get John in here and basically have, you know, confirmation hearings and end up with an overview. So I can see, you know, two reasons for that. But as far as the other ones, I just, unless anybody has any problems with them, I just assume that... Just get John in here, and I agree with what Ramon is saying, and but also I like John too, and I'd like to hear what he has to say for the year, and we can kind of lots of questions we could ask him perhaps at that time.
If the committee specifically has questions to ask either Clarence or Rob Whedon, you know, we could arrange for teleconference.
What is Rob Whedon being appointed to again?
Alaska Power Authority.
Presently a member?
No. There probably were some people who would like, you might be one of them, and Rick would like to ask him some questions.
Well, I think that was another important one, that even if it's done by teleconference, I would like to know something about the man. I know I know the name from somewhere in my mind, but I don't know what I know.
If I may, I believe he was working for the BLM at the time that Secretary Watt came up here. We made arrangements for him to.
Rob Whedon's a professor at the university, a strong advocate and starter of the Fairbanks Environmental Center. And
that settles it, Mr. Chairman. I'd kind of like to have exchange with Mr. Whedon.
I wouldn't go there.
Why don't we go down the list and just vote on who we bring in here and then just decide that way if that's in the work.
Mr. Chairman, isn't it in order that if a member on the Resources Committee requests a certain member to come in, that be on? Rather than vote.
That's the way
it's just a policy decision, and unless someone has strong objection, why don't we plan on getting Katz down here in person and scheduling a teleconference with Whedon, and if there's any other strong feeling on any of the others, we'll take an advisement of that.
That's fine.
Did that offend anybody that needs to be addressed? Okay, that's done. You wanna also go ahead and assign the subcommittee assignments we were supposed to do yesterday?
Okay, we have HB 758, 289, 310, 359, all relating to energy. And I'd like to assign those to the Subcommittee on Energy of Representatives Luzberg, Halpin, and Sutcliffe. And HB 479, 480, 637, 664, all relating to fisheries. Assign those to the Fisheries Subcommittee of Luzberg, Sutcliffe, and Baskett.
Oh, we did go to that time. What was the number? 479-484-664.
637-664.
With the exception of a potential announcement on the subcommittee of lands, which is still pending, I have no further business. I would like to bring up those to the committee. If nobody has objection, it seems that we will fairly, in a fairly spontaneous manner, be able to bring some bills up as they're done in the subcommittee. Two that I can think of specifically. One that we've had here before is the Vernon Hobart bill, the alien bill, and the other one would be the guide license control board bill.
Bring those if no one has objections, they've all met the necessary meeting notices and so forth. And just if it went to subcommittees, bring those forth in final form, we'll stick them on the agenda just as soon as we can get out.
As well as that raising the energy thing for $30,000, that should.
Okay, if there's no other business to come before the committee.
Can I go over that thing and maybe I'll have a couple minutes right after?